101.3. You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So our son got an earring, and he kept sending me a text saying, "What do you think? Should I get one?" Sending me pictures of earrings. And the thing is, this kid never asks me what I think, and then I tell him. But when he does ask me what I think, I told him nothing. I don't have an opinion on this. I wonder if he was doing it just to get a rise out of me. I can't figure it out.
Well, who knows? So he got the earring.
He did, but, you know, it's so tiny, it's as if it could be like, it could be a freckle on his ear. I'm not quite sure. Oh, wow, he's going to listen to this, isn't he?
Yes, he is. So did it get a rise out of you?
It really didn't, you know. There's so many other things that get a rise out of me, like he needs to smile more or, you know, be nice to your sister, things like that. I'm not bothered at all by anything he chooses to do at 20, almost 28 years old to his body. Like, go for it, buddy. That's not me.
Yeah, it's
you. And it's funny because he's like, "You have an opinion about everything else." And I said, "Well, could you give me some credit for not having an opinion about this?"
Exactly. For once in your life, yeah.
But it was fascinating. He did wear an earring back in the day. His very short theatrical career, he played the king in The King and I in middle school. Why anyone thought this was a good play to do in middle school, I don't know. But he shaved his head, which I probably helped him do.
Wow.
And he had to wear an earring.
Wow. He committed to the bit.
He committed to the bit, and, you know, as an actor, I was very proud, but the earring was a fake. Like, you could, you know, take it off and it was done, and the hair can grow back. What I did tell him about an earring, as opposed to any other thing you put on your body, is I don't think you'll regret it when you're 90, because you can choose not to wear it.
Right.
That's my test of reasonableness on things you do for to your body. Do you agree? Like, if you're going to regret it when you're 90, don't do it.
Yeah.
It's a long way to wait, but, you know.
Have a little perspective. That skin's going to get wrinkled.
Yeah, I know. So I'm not doing tattoos for that person. Well, that's one reason. But, yeah, because I've seen some old folks with some tattoos. Ain't pretty.
It ain't pretty. And a guy with an earring, I think it's cool. I mean, you know, if that's what he wants to do to be a rebel, better that than anything else that he could do. Mm-hmm.